back to. Don't let me forget, now I'm here. Help me to help you to behold you. I started off with many friends. Spent a long time talking. I thought they meant every word they said. Like everyone else, they were stalling. And now they hatred for you.
All right, the Virgin Prunes with Baby Turns Blue, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's from If I Die, I Die. Irish punk band. When Sinead was, when she was first becoming a musician, this was one of the artists that she listened to, and she moved, I think, to Dublin, and I think that was one of the bands that she saw live early on in her musical career. Prior to that, Sinead O'Connor with Feel So Different from I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. It was now Kris Kristofferson with To Beat the Devil. So I guess the song choice isn't important, but to note that we're playing Kris Kristofferson because he was like the MC at the Bob Dylan concert, the 30th anniversary of Bob Dylan in 1992. And this was the event where that Sinead played immediately after, well, not immediately after, but soon after playing Saturday Night Live, where she ripped up the picture of the Pope. And this is like her first New York City gig since that moment. I think it was maybe only a week or so later, or maybe even less. And so she got on stage, and you know, Kris Kristofferson made a great introduction. He called her courageous and was totally supporting her. And then she got on stage, and people booed. This is at a Bob Dylan like tribute concert. I don't actually know or remember if Bob Dylan was there himself. I imagine he was somewhere. He was definitely not on stage when Sinead came out. And so people were cheering and booing at the same time, and it was complete chaos. And she was up there kind of drinking it in, or trying to, I don't know, wait for a moment to start. And I mean, what she was saying, her first track or her first song was a song that she would be kind of whispering. It was like a whisper, kind of like singing delivery. And of course, if she did that while everyone was singing and or you know, cheering and booing at the same time, nobody would have heard. So she was kind of like up there waiting for it to stop. But of course, the fact that she was waiting made it go even longer. And then Kris Kristofferson step up to her, and, you know, in the film, you can't really tell what he's saying, but, you know, it's transcribed on the bottom, kind of like in a subtitle, and he says, "Don't let all of this get you down." And she goes, "I'm not down." And then she played the song anyway, a different song, which we'll play later in the show. Actually, I think it was a Bob Marley cover, which we'll play the Marley tune later. But that's why Kris Kristofferson is in there. That was kind of a long description, but it was kind of interesting. And where else were we? Oh, Thank You for Hearing Me. That was a great track from Universal Mother, which ended the film. Nothing Compares. Okay, let's go on to this now. This is Mandico, one of my favorite tracks from The Lion and the Cobra, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I don't know.
Oh,
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, excuse me, yes. The Boomtown Rats with Looking After Number One, love that track. Before that, I Am Stretched on Your Grave from the Sinead O'Connors, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. The Alarm with Strength, such a cute little band, I love that track. It's just so, it makes you want to just take to the dance floor in like 1986 from the album of the same name. Sinead O'Connors, Mandinka. From The Lion and the Cobra, 1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here tonight. Having a show devoted to Sinead O'Connor, as per the documentary that was just available on Showtime, and I saw it for the first time. I think it was debuted last night. It's called Nothing Compares. Now, it's worth noting that the song, the big single that most people know her for, Nothing Compares to You, was not authorized by the Prince estate. Of course, Prince has been gone for a few years now, so obviously he didn't have a say in it, but his heirs did. And if you're following the Prince story, you know that it was complete chaos after he passed. There was really nobody in charge. So I believe what I read is that his half-sister does deny the use of the song. I think the fact that Sinead said in her memoir that she was sexually assaulted by Prince at some point while she was recording that song may have had something to do with it. I imagine the Prince's heirs don't appreciate that. But anyway, such is the thing, or such is how it goes in music. You know, if you write the song, you can pretty much prevent people from using it. That's a real big no-no. So the whole thing is named after the song, kind of, not literally, but kind of, and yet the song does not appear, but we will play it tonight because it's the magic of radio. All right, up next, it's this track from the album Faith and Courage. Came out in 2000. I think I'm sort of seeing this as their Sinead's attempt at kind of like a comeback or to reconnect with original fans. The caliber of producers involved in this record is amazing. You've got Brian Eno, Adrian Sherwood, David Stewart from Eurythmics, Wyclef was in there. And so we're going to hear Jealous from that record right now. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Just can't stand to see me get along without you, like I do. Oh, That's just to dig it all, not to wonder, that's just right. And I'll be satisfied not to read in between the lines. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. And I will never, ever, ever, ever grow so old again. Oh, oh, sweet pain. Oh, 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 sugar baby. Sugar baby, sugar baby, sugar baby. What a champagne I had.
You never won't please you. Whatever. until the philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. And it's a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, by human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war, miss a war, war in the east, war in the west, war up north, war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil. Thank you.
ask if I'm scared, and I said so.
July, and if you heard we were celebrating, that's a worldwide lie.
Yo, Chuck, the Fat Daddy Rules, man, trying to pull a 226 on you, G. Yo, man, show 'em what you got. Show 'em what you got.
This style seems wild. Wait before you treat me like a stepchild. Let me tell you why they got me on file, cause I give you what you lack. Come right in exact, our status is the status, so I care where you at. Black, and at home, I got a call from Tony Rome. The FBI was tapping my telephone. I never live alone, I never walk alone. My posse's always ready and they're waiting in my zone. Although I live the life that of a resident, but I be knowing the scheme that of the president. Tapping my phone, who screws, abuse, I stand accused of doing harm. A rock hard trooper to the bone, a bone, a bone. Full grown, consider me stone. Once again, and I say it for you to know, the troop is always ready. I yell Geronimo, your CIA, you see I ain't kidding. Both K and X, they got rid of both. A story untold, true but unknown. Professor Griff knows.
Yo, I ain't no toast.
And not the bragging, I'm boasting. And plus it ain't no secret why the tap on my phone. And though I can't keep it a secret, so I decided to kick it, yo. And yes, it weighs a ton, I say it once again. I'm called an enemy, I'll never be a friend of those with closed minds and know that I'm rapid. The way that I rap it is making them tap it, yeah. Never serving a well, cause I'm an uncom. It's no secret at all, cause I'm rapping in a bomb.
Come on,
Louder.
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 Come on,
Louder. burden breaking the mold. I ain't lying, denying, because I'm checking my code. Am I bugging? Because I'm bugging my phone for information. No telling who's selling that power, building the nation. So joining the set, the point blank target. Every brother's a size, so least not to forget. No, taking the blame is not a waste. Here it takes a bit of a soul, so you can never be wrong. Just a bit of advice, because we be paying a price. Because every brother man's life is like swinging a dice, right? Here it is once again. This is the brother, the Terminator, the cutter. Going on and on, leave alone the throne. Get it straight in 88 and I'll troop it to demonstrate. The posse always ready, 98 and 98. My posse comes quick because my posse got velocity. Tapping my phone, never leave me alone. I'm even lethal when I'm unarmed. You could come and get some of this. I teach and speak, so when it's spoke, it's no joke. The voice of choice to play shakes with bass called
War for the Treble.
The rhythm is the rebel. Here's a funky rhyme that they're tapping on. Just thinking I'm breaking the beats I'm rapping on. CIA, FBI, all they tell us is lies. When I say it, they get alarmed, cause I'm louder than a bomb.
1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. That's, of course, Public Enemy and Louder Than Bomb from It Takes a Nation of Millions. Prior to that, Sinead O'Connor with The Emperor's New Clothes, Bob Marley and the Wailers with War from Rastaman Vibration, and Sinead's I Want Your Hands on Me from The Lion and the Cobra. So in the movie, so they talked about war. So Sinead actually covered that song as well. And it's she had a huge, she was a huge fan of the Rastafarian movement, and that was something that she connected with when she lived in London. And so we needed to get Bob Marley in there, particularly that song, which she had covered and performed live as well. And so that's we're pretty much done here. It's a few minutes before 10, and this has been my show devoted to the Sinead O'Connor documentary, Nothing Compares. And as promised, we're wrapping things up with Nothing Compares to You, the single. Here it is, 1,000 Points of Light. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days. You took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day. Since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do. Can take away.